Hey, welcome to Tables Parlay. Welcome back. Today, let's get into it. We're going to talk about the blues, the D word. You may ask, what is the D word? Oh, you know, it's that strong friend. You know, she always seems like she has it together, but secretly she's suffering from the blues. Today, we're going to talk about depression, different types of depression, causes for depression, and what are some triggers for depression? And we also will discuss holistically some treatment for depression. So pull up a chair. Get comfortable. Let's discuss Tables Parlay. Recently, I went through a bout of cancer, breast cancer. And so, you know, I'm a pretty strong girl. At least I tell myself that. The barrage of appointments, diagnoses, several doctors in one ear, another doctor in the other ear, pathologists, it became overwhelming, along with trying to balance as well, home life, relationships, responsibilities in work, outside of work, it became overwhelming. These are just a few triggers that may overwhelm you in certain seasons of your life and may cause depression. Typically, I work out whenever I feel like the blues are coming on, or I try to call a friend. Spiritually, I pray, meditate on the word of God, or I, you know, hang out with friends who make me laugh. You know, those funny friends who stir up your joy. But sometimes when life becomes overwhelming and the blues can kind of overtake you. So this is what prompted me I said, let's talk about that. Let's talk about depression. No one ever really want to talk about depression, because I think depression is viewed as weakness. But depression is not a sign of weakness in character. It's a sign that maybe you're doing too much. You know, I kind of had to tell myself, Lisa, sit down somewhere and just sit down somewhere and be still for a second. You can't do it all. We all go through days that we're feeling low, or we feel we just need a break. And sometimes we take a day off from work. We call it a mental health day, just to get ourselves together, get our lives together. But depression is a clinical psychological disorder if it is prolonged for a long period of time. So we're going to talk about today the different types of depression and some of the signs of depression. My mother has been clinically diagnosed with depression for over 25 years. She has been treated and she takes medication to raise her, I think it's serotonin levels, to keep them at a certain chemical balance, to keep her at a level where it's not dangerous for her. My mother has had depression to the point of she had delusions, and if you let depression go that far and not seek help, you can wind up with a psychotic episode. So I grew up with a bird's eye view of clinical depression and some of the causes for depression. My mother was a woman that is strong, but had endured lots of trauma in her life. My mom is a survivor of spousal abuse, domestic violence. My mother is someone that witnessed two of her sons passing away. In her later years, my mother, she lost all of her siblings, so she is the only remaining sibling left in her family. So those different parts of life, we all go through life, but those different parts of life can be overwhelming especially if you have a personality to where you just, like my mom, just pick up and keep going because life continues on. But that strong person, that strong friend, that may be you. You need to reach out and get help. And it is okay to seek help, to seek counseling, to seek a therapist, to seek help, to seek pastoral counseling, or whatever your faith is, meditation, seek help. I once heard a friend say depression is like being in a boat and you're swirling around this whirlpool as if you're being drawn into the drain, like you're about to be capsized into the drain and you have no control. You just keep spinning out of control, but yet you feel like you're just stuck. And so I wanted to reach out to someone today to say there's hope, and that is what this whole episode is for. Let's talk about what causes depression. So there is, like my mother had a lot of health problems as well, along with domestic abuse, along with grief. Just the cares of life can overwhelm you. But there are certain medications and certain health issues and health conditions that cause depression. One of them being heart disease. If you have heart disease, that can cause depression. Parkinson's disease can cause depression. Having high blood pressure can cause depression. And if you have chronic pain, those who have diabetes or some type of bone condition, joint condition, or chronic headaches, these are just a few medical conditions that cause depression. Now, the odd thing is you go to the doctor and say, "Hey, doc, I have this chronic pain in my back." And the docs will give you medication. And certain medications will cause depression. So it's a never-ending cycle. For example, if someone has a heart attack and they happen to have open heart surgery, they're given beta blockers, and beta blockers are known to give to cause depression. So thank God someone survives a heart attack. However, then they have to deal with the persistent depression caused by beta blockers. If you have Parkinson's disease, there's certain medications that are given for the neurological disorder causes depression. When you're taking medications, specifically prescription medications, make sure that you read some of the contraindications and indications or symptoms of as a result of taking that medication. So if you're feeling the blues or feeling a little low, it could be caused by medications. Some other causes for depression is diet. If you are overloaded with sugar, you're overloaded with a high sodium diet, and you are constipated, believe it or not, your body needs to eliminate every time you eat. So if you're not eliminating the toxins out of your body, honestly, that will cause you to be depressed and heavy because your heart, your lungs, everything have to work that much harder for eliminating toxins out of your body. So be mindful of your diet, plant-based diet, lots of water, and be mindful of the prescriptions that you take. Let's talk about other causes of depression. I live in the Midwest, and the Midwest, for whatever reason, the sun does not like to hang out in the Midwest. So lack of sun, lack of vitamin D can cause a disorder called seasonal adjustment disorder. It causes someone to feel very low or depressed because of lack of bright light. The brain needs stimulation from sun, from light. And also our bodies need vitamin D. Our body, our liver specifically, translates the sun rays into vitamin D, And vitamin D in turn strengthens our bones. So, you know, whenever you get a little depressed, sometimes you may want to just go take a walk outside if it's sunny outside. Here in the Midwest, Alaska, various places where it's very cold and gloomy and rainy, typically you have large incidences of populations that are depressed due to seasonal adjustment disorder. Other conditions that cause depression is life, period. Stress. If you are overloaded at work and overloaded at home, and it seems like you can't catch a break, it's going to cause stress. When the body is stressed, it releases stress hormones that they go in your body and your heart. It's called adrenaline. So your heart races and your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, your heart, everything works that much harder to eliminate the byproduct of that flight or fight syndrome that it's called whenever you are stressed. And it spills over into your sleep patterns because now you are struggling to relax once you finally do get to sleep, and then you can't sleep or fully rest. And so many people take sleep aids in America, Tylenol PMs, various things to help them sleep. And when they don't take the Tylenol PM or the sleep aid or the Ambien as a result, your body gets used to the medication. So once you stop taking the sleep aid, your brain is expecting that medication. Again, insomnia occurs. So sleep pattern, lack of sun, and different stressors in your life can cause depression. Let's talk about some signs and symptoms of depression. Feeling anxious, feeling hopeless, feeling as if you're a failure, feeling frustrated and you are angered and irritable easily. Or it could swing the other way where you feel like you don't want to go outside, you just want to lay on the couch, you sleep more, eat more. For some, they eat more. It's called comfort eating. For others, they don't eat at all. And for others, headaches, it may affect your bowels, so some may become constipated and some may become have diarrhea. It also, because stress and depression goes in the body, so as a result, some people develop pain in their body, joint pain. It is said that a lot of arthritis is caused by depression. So pain in your body, either headaches or arthritis or joint pain or abdominal pain. Many people complain of having ulcer pain. It can manifest in many ways: vision problems, dizziness, high blood pressure. Depression affects every area of your life, and it also affects your relationships as well as you withdraw more into yourself. Many of your relationships may feel that you are alienating them. So depression feels like hopelessness, feels like listless, feels like, I've heard someone said, it feels like you're numb. And those are just some of the symptoms of depression. Some people manifest depression different ways. For me, I just worked harder. I continued getting busier, so to mask what I felt. So I felt, okay, you're a little low today, or you feel a little blue today. So let me just get myself up. I'm being lazy. Let me, engage in a lot of activity to mask how I am really doing or how I'm feeling. For others, it is incapacitating to where Some can't even get off the couch. Some don't answer the phone. Some don't even bathe or go outside the house. Depression may look different on different people, but you have to look at the signs and symptoms when it affects decision making, can't make decisions, avoiding relationships, and affecting the person's health as far as manifesting in the body, how it manifests in the body, headaches, pain, diet. So it will look different on different people. For me, it was just busy, 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 busy. And then when I finally looked up, I had high blood pressure, I had headaches, I was dizzy. I'm like, what is going on? And just sometimes you have to just stop and assess, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? And getting the help that you need. Those are just a few of the signs and symptoms of depression. Let's talk about the different types of depression. There's major depression. That is depression that lasts for 2 weeks. And it's episodes that can happen maybe once in a lifetime or several episodes in a lifetime. But usually it's a short term, a 2 week or a week of depression. That is a diagnosis of major depression. Persistent depression means that it is a depression that lasts for 2 years or more. Someone that is in a funk for a long-term time frame is in persistent depression. The next type of depression is perinatal depression. Perinatal depression is typically women who are pregnant while baby is in utero, they are experiencing depression, or postpartum depression after they've given birth to depression because of the hormonal levels that in a woman's body affects her hormones. This is also part of our monthly PMS because our hormones are constantly changing, as well as stress causes our hormones to fluctuate as well, which may cause depression as well, hormonal fluctuations. And lastly is psychotic depression. Psychotic depression means that depression has gone on for a very long period, 2 years or more, and person is now having psychotic or delusional episodes or hallucinations, delusions of grandeur. And in that case, this person needs a more intensive care plan to treat that. Typically, if someone has gone that far, that means that personally they have not recognized that they are depressed. And also family members, relationships, co-workers have not noticed a change in the person's personality and activity. So pay attention to your friends, your family, your children. Children manifest depression differently. They may become sullen or withdrawn. Elderly, they may be quiet and they may not want to discuss out of shame of how they feel due to grief or loneliness. Adults like myself, usually we mask it with activity, busyness. And so pay attention to your relationships and friendships of the different signs and symptoms so that you may be able to help them. As far as how to treat depression, as far as prescription medication, there are a class drug called antidepressants. But if someone is depressed, they need probably help now, quickly. And so the thing about antidepressants, they take about 2 to 4 weeks in order to work. So for those who are akin to taking prescription drugs, I do not like to take prescription drugs. Antidepressants are available. If that is not an option for you, you can also seek psychotherapy, a counselor, a therapist, speaking with a spiritual counselor, pastor that is certified to counsel you. And then lastly, ECT, electroconvulsor therapy, where you have electrostimulation of the certain parts of the brain that will stimulate the brain that affects depression. Those are three different methods that you can utilize as far as medically to treat depression. My mother, who was depressed and has been depressed for 25 years, has been on antidepressants, and it has proved to be pretty good. However, antidepressants over time, the body kind of builds an immunity to it, and so then she has to change her medications in certain times. So also she has to manage triggers, knowing what your triggers are. Me, I had just a set of blues or depression due to breast cancer diagnosis, just being overwhelmed with the cares of life. And so thankfully mine was just a temporary season. So just sought counseling and decided not to get so busy with life and work to mask how I was feeling, and began to just simplify life. And I was able to get some balance in my life. And that worked for me. That may not work for everyone, but simplifying your life also will help you. And de-stressing your life will help you. Also, seeking the assistance of friends and family to help you go through a rough patch in life. We all go through rough patches in life. But seek friends and family, a trusted friend or someone that you can be completely transparent, that can offer you that support. Seek counseling, seek therapy, someone certified to help you to walk through that season of depression. Now, I want to give a disclaimer. The therapies that I just suggested, please seek your healthcare provider. Always seek your doctor and confer with your doctor to see what is the best treatment, because every case of depression is different for each person. So again, seek your healthcare provider. Here are some options that you also can take. If you have been pretty inactive, because as depression, it kind of paralyzes you. You don't really want to leave the couch or leave your house, and you have your curtains pulled down. Get outside, exercise. I remember once the doctor cleared me from breast cancer treatment, I immediately got outside and took a walk. I didn't want to take a walk, but I took a walk by the lake, got me some sun, got a little run in, and immediately I felt better. Sometimes a walk or a nice slow run, fresh air, changes everything. So exercise. Two, speak with a friend, a trusted friend that you can confide in. Sometimes just having a listening ear can give you the strength and the support that you need. So don't always think that you can battle certain storms alone. You know, two paddles are better than one in riding the storms of life. So get a friend to help you navigate the storms of life and talk it out. Three, speak with a healthcare provider as far as seeking counseling or a therapist, or if you're spiritual, seek spiritual assistance from a pastor that is certified in counseling. I stress certified in counseling. Do not speak to anyone that is not certified to speak to you concerning mental health. Lastly, do something different. So if you're used to taking on too much when it comes to projects, delegate. If projects are huge, from work projects, home projects, community projects, church projects, break them into smaller projects and delegate to other people that can help you successfully complete your tasks. Do not try to be Superman or Superwoman. Get help. Sometimes an overwhelming task can paralyze you and you feel hopeless, and then you feel like a failure, which you're not a failure. You just need to take a step back, reorganize, break it down into smaller projects and delegate and get the job done. And if it doesn't, hey, try again the next day. Be good to yourself. And lastly, change positions. So if you know that you've always sat on the couch after you got home from work and just grabbed the remote and then grabbed your Häagen-Dazs and just completely vegged out, and you know this is a pattern that's pushing you deeper into the hole of depression, change positions. Get up, do something different. Do laundry. Get up, walk around the block. Call a friend. Try a new hobby. If you've never you don't have a hobby, get a hobby. Try something different to get you out of doing the same routine. Change positions, and I guarantee you will feel better. I want to talk about things to avoid when dealing with depression. I vehemently want to stress, do not self-medicate. Many people self-medicate when they're going through a rough patch in life. So, especially people who are type A personality, they're your superstars, they're overachievers, and you hit a rough patch, and so then you try to fix it yourself. And to comfort, to heal, to strengthen, you may self-medicate. So some people self-medicate with alcohol. Some people medicate with drugs. Some people medicate with food. Some people medicate with people. Do not self-medicate, because when you self-medicate, then I guarantee you're going to be thrown deeper down the well of depression, and guilt is what's going to keep you there. Oh, I ate that whole box of donuts. Oh my God, I ate that whole pizza. I feel so gross. Oh my God, I slept with that person. Oh my God, I sat here for 12 hours and watched Netflix and did nothing with my life, and I have all these tasks that I need to do. Oh my God, I drank that whole fifth of gin. Don't self-medicate. The thing about depression, seek help. It is okay. It is not a sign of weakness to seek help. To self-medicate, it is self-destructive behavior. So I encourage you, seek healthier methods. Seek help. Mental health professional, spiritual health, speak with a friend, but don't self-medicate. Be good to yourself. Change positions. Now, you may not have depression, but you may know someone who has depression or seems to be depressed. If you notice a change in behavior, personality, if you know that they're very reclusive and normally they're social butterflies, but all of a sudden they're reclusive, you know, ask the necessary questions. But never, ever, ever condemn a person for going through a rough patch in life. One way to help those who are suffering from depression, ask them out for walks and be the ear of understanding or the shoulder to cry on, a gentle support for them, and the light in the darkness that they may not have. Be a light, be encouraging, be gentle, be a support. Get them out of their hole. So take them for walks, invite them to activities, invite them to church, call a friend. You know, always check upon the strong person that you know in your life. Everybody knows a strong person, but sometimes privately, that strong person may be struggling privately with depression. So always check upon that person that looks like they have it all together, that person that seems so strong, that person that always seems like they're happy, but they're kind of reclusive. They possibly could be suffering from depression. Check upon the friend that always is the person that's helping everybody, the person that is the go-to person, the one that has tremendous responsibility. Always check and say, hey, are you okay? You need somebody to talk to. Check upon the person that has lost a loved one and is grieving alone. Check upon the single people who are not married. just because people are single does not mean that they have it all together and does not mean that they're constantly socializing. They may be isolating themselves. Isolation can cause depression. Check upon that strong friend and be that strong support, gentle support for them. If they express expressions of suicide, do not ever take that lightly. Immediately get that person help. Immediately. And if the person needs help in any way, as far as transportation to and from therapy appointments, be the friend to offer transportation to and from those appointments. I guarantee you, someone that is suffering from depression really needs to know that somebody cares and someone is willing to walk alongside as they are trying to come out of the dark hole called depression. So be that support for them and help them as much as you can. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be codependent. No, but you can just gently, you know, say, hey, are you all right? You okay? And then as that friend or that person that you are reaching out to is coming through therapy or support or working it out, you know, always be a voice of encouragement. Hey, you're coming through it. You're looking good. You're gonna make it. Words of affirmation, words that can support and strengthen and undergird, and words of love will help them to understand that somebody cares enough for them and somebody is reaching out for them and someone is there indeed for them in the darkness. Be a gentle support, be a hand, be an arm, be a shoulder, be a light. With this episode, it is my hope that I gave you some information about depression. We all go through seasons of feeling low. The difference is when it's a long-term episode, 2 weeks or more, you may have clinical depression and you need to seek help. It is okay to seek help. It is a healthy thing to seek help. Do not try to navigate the rough shores of life, the rough seas of life alone. We all need help. We all need support. We all go through struggles in life. And so there is support for you. There is help for you. I hope that this episode helps someone. When I went through depression, I didn't really want to see it. And I really didn't want to put language to it. But once I stopped and I sat down and really was honest with myself, okay, you've been going through a lot of trauma with your health, with life, with decisions, major decisions. You may need some help. You may need to talk to someone. And then the darkness began to lift. And so I just want to encourage you, no one has to be Superman or Superwoman. It's okay to be vulnerable, because in the vulnerability, you'll find strength. God always gives strength in our weakness. So I wanted to encourage you today that all is not lost, that we all go through depression. I think millions and millions of Americans suffer from depression and privately suffer from it and never ever seek help. So again, seek your healthcare provider for what is the best treatment for you. Also, exercise, change positions, go outside, call a friend, and there is help for you. For further information, you can go to the National Institute of Mental Health, and you can Google that information, or you can go to www.nimh.nih.gov. Excellent resource for depression and treatment for depression. And hopefully this was helpful for you. It's kind of a sobering message, but I just felt like, you know, in America, we mask depression and different issues with medication, with food, with bad relationships, with being busy with work. We mask it with drugs, alcohol. And so I just wanted to say, you know, in this type A type of society where everyone is an overachiever, it is okay to be vulnerable and it is okay to seek help. And I hope that this was a helpful resource for you today. I hope that you will come again to Tables Parlay, where we could discuss other great things. Until next time, welcome to the table, Tables Parlay.